Perhaps you've been hearing a lot about the Civil War. For the next 4 years, many sites will host 150th anniversary reenactments of battles and events that took place during that war. It also means Jacob Thompson will have to do more fighting. His unique look at the war is this edition of the American Countryside.
It's in the streets, at the Capitol, around the park, inside the museums. History comes alive this summer at your not-so-far-away getaway, Springfield, Illinois. Experience events of historical magnitude June 15th through August 15th. Costume interpreters, period musical performances, and even appearances by Abe Lincoln himself. It's time travel fun for the entire family. Call 800-545-7300 or go to visitspringfieldillinois.com for great getaway packages. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Jacob Thompson is armed with a .62 Springfield when he is reenacting Civil War battles. He says his skills are close to those of a well-trained soldier in the 1860s.
Personally, I can do about two rounds and get halfway through the third round in a minute. I know guys who can do the three rounds a minute, which was supposed to be the average time for a well-trained soldier.
Jacob is a first corporal for the 17th Missouri. Commanders from each side usually meet beforehand out of public view to determine how the battle will be reenacted that day. That doesn't mean it will actually play out that way, though.
I did a reenactment in Franklin, Tennessee. According to the battle, the Confederates charged over a mile field and basically ran at trenches three times repetitively in a straight line. When I did the reenactment, the Confederates did one hard push, and they definitely broke scenario and jumped over the trenches and tried to do some really crazy stuff. We had commanders running all over the fields trying to reorganize.
Good commanders will rally the troops and get the battle back on track, much like a commander would have done in real life.
Of course, we shoot blanks, but the real premise of it is, and almost the theory that they would still use during the Civil War, is to move quickly, and if they were to be facing you in a straight line, you would move as quickly as you could to their side to expose their side where they have no weaponry and just open up on them, and that will push them back. The more pressure you use and the more manpower you use usually is what equals what's pushing.
A reenactment usually takes place over a weekend, with the actual battle anywhere from 15 minutes to over 2 hours. Of course, the biggest difference between a real battle and the reenactment is you get to decide your fate. Some battlegrounds are actually paying men to show up to fight these days, just as they did during the Civil War. Traveling the countryside in Silex, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.